Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Drop your energy bill. Deep diving into it today, my great guest, Joel Olson. My guest co-host, Lauren D. from Ohio. We're here for you. Stimulating thought and conversation. Share it, love it, like it. Go to the website. Now, the things you're going to hear today, we're covering a lot of information here with Joe. Joe is a engineer and an excellent engineer because he's one of the rare ones I've ever met who actually has common sense that goes along with. Now, I'm not knocking engineers. Don't get me wrong. I know a lot of really good ones in their specific field. But to tie together many different aspects of many different things, Joe is very unique in that regard. And that's why he and I have been talking about bringing forward to our listeners, not only on the air here, but podcasts, starting a class where you can attend. We want your feedback. We want you to think. We want you to get involved. We want to hear what you have yielded from your research, because that's what we do. We constantly research, we constantly learn, and we stimulate ourselves this way. So, Lauren, welcome, and welcome our great guest, Joe Olson, to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, kids. Hi, kids. We're going to have a great class today.
Welcome to the clinic. Go ahead, take off.
Okay, first of all, science is about 90% visual. So if you can present graphics and charts and, mathematical formulas, you're able to transmit a lot more scientific information than you can just audio. So we have posted at the website several different graphs that we're going to be discussing. This is an MP3 broadcast, so you can, if you're driving around or if you're busy doing something else and you don't have time to come back and do this at this particular point, bear in mind that this class, you can repeat it anytime you want, and you can do your own research on this information that we provide. So we'll start off with today's topic is the global warming fraud, and we'll start off with the graphic that was produced by Randy Mann and Cliff Harris. It's available on Google as Global Temperatures 2500 BC to 2040 AD. And this is a sinusoidal graph showing temperatures of the Earth, which are pretty much undisputed, and the variations over the last 4,500 years. Now, on this graph, there's an orange area that peaks around 1100 BC. This is called the Minoan warming period. During this period of time, the Vikings left Iceland and they went to Greenland. And when I was in school, we were told that it was a clever real estate swindle to convince people to move to Greenland, that they named it Greenland. But in fact, Greenland was very green at that particular time. They have done archaeology and discovered stone dairy barns capable of holding 50 cows on Greenland that are buried under the ice sheet even today. So then we go to the Grecian cooling period, which peaked around 250 BC, and that's when the Vikings left Greenland because it was too damn cold. Then during the Roman warming period, which peaked about 250 AD, the Vikings moved back to Greenland. And then during the Dark Ages, which peaked around 700 AD. The Vikings left Greenland. Then the Vikings returned to Greenland during the medieval warming period, which peaked at 1300 AD. And then the Little Ice Age started, and they fled Greenland for the final time in 1600 AD. Now, over the course of time, archaeology changes. So the Vikings have had changes in their jewelry, their metallurgy, their weapons, their construction methods, and their alphabet. And so the records are in archaeological layers, and the deeper you dig down the layers, the more you find. And so it's obvious that they were there and they were gone. They were there and they were gone. They were there and they were gone. So my question to the people who claim that we're on a hockey stick ascension of warming is, who are you going to believe? Tens of thousands of dead Vikings are a bunch of overpaid, undereducated climacologists? Because absolutely the planet's temperature has not been constant at any point in time. So that dispels that particular myth. Now, the next thing that we want to discuss is radiation transmitted by the atmosphere. And on that, I've got a graph that's posted that shows two sort of bell curves. One of these is for TSI, the total incoming solar radiation, which is shown by a red line with a notation that it's 5525 degrees Kelvin. And then it shows underneath that graph an orange presentation. That's actually the amount of sunlight that hits the surface of the Earth. So you have the total at the top of the planet, and then you have the portion that's absorbed. Over 30% of the incoming solar radiation is absorbed by the atmosphere. But absorption is actually a misnomer, and we will get into that discussion a little bit later. But underneath that particular graph, you have another graph which lists total absorption and scattering, and you can see the amount of absorption. And then under that, you have absorption by major components, which are the molecules that are in the air. The air is made up of nitrogen, which is largely non-absorption, although it can absorb gamma rays, and that forces the nitrogen to knock out a couple of protons, and that's where nitrogen-14 changes into radioactive carbon-14.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a discussion for a future date, but we will get into the failures of the carbon-14 dating methods.
Mm-hmm.
And that's available on several of my articles at Canada Free Press. So if you're interested in doing some additional deep dive study on my research over the last decade and a half, I've got a good archive of articles at Canada Free Press. Now, under this particular thing where we're talking about components, we have water vapor, which absorbs in 37,000 spectral lines. We'll get to that in just a second.
Right after the break, Joe Olson and our great guest host, Lauren D. from Ohio, will be right back. And we're going to get into this even more. We're going to talk tidal energy, too, after these important messages.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all without filters. Fresco Health RevolutionaryTech.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors brings your home clarity with comfort like you've never known and quietness you've never had at a price you can't afford. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, FrescoHealth.com.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest, because I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bore, because I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name. I love good wine and fine.
All right, 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 right. Love to hear you say my name. Give us a call anytime, 877-224-1447, 877-224-1447, or info@dropyourenergybill, where you can email us. Go over to the website, sign up for the 0.70 Club. That's where you're going to get notifications about new things we're doing, information, posts, podcasts, and all the other great things that we do here at Drop Your Energy Bill Radio. My great guest today, Joe Olson, and my guest co-host, Lauren D. Lauren, do you have questions for Joe before we jump back into this segment?
Well, more comments. I just appreciate what he's doing. I'm a homeschooling mother, and if you look at what the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Especially with the COVID and people having their kids home or the schools, you know, you're back and forth, they're distance learning. This is a great opportunity to get your children started, learning the real things that affect their lives and that they can use to shape their lives. So
yeah,
I love what you're doing, and I've got a 13-year-old. We're working with the different things that we're talking about and just putting it together, making it work. Appreciate what you're doing.
Well, over the 40-plus years that I've been involved in this industry, the energy business, going back to the solar field that I was involved in at the beginning of the 80s, and then the net zero thing in 2002 when I got the grant for that, and all the other things that I've done through my career. I've had people all throughout the years and seminars and phone calls and emails ask me, what do you think about global warming? What do you think about it? I never really took any time to look into it. And then it's evolved, and now it's called climate change. And so I felt like someone that could bring some clarity to this, and we're going to have to do this through and over a period of time to really get this down into digestible bites where people can really get into it so they understand it from a common sense point of view. You see, this is the issue with all of energy and the understanding of how to use it efficiently is common sense is not applied. We get caught up in the problem instead of focusing on the solution. So what Joe's bringing, what we're going to be doing, Lauren, and I together for you, our great audience, is bringing some common sense, simple things that anybody can understand. A 13-year-old like Lauren's son or anybody can take this information. But most of all, Joe, what we want to do is stimulate people to start researching and thinking for themselves.
Every epiphany is permanent. And what we're going to do is the Socratic method. We're going to teach you how to think. We're not going to teach you what to think.
Amen.
Such a threat to the power base back in ancient Greece that they made Socrates drink a bunch of hemlock rather than preach what they wanted him to preach. So we're gonna be heretics of modern day, and we're gonna go ahead and continue to educate people. Now, we were discussing the graph that's called radiation transmitted by the atmosphere. If you put that in quotes, you'll pull up the same graph on Google. If you don't have access to the website, but you should have access to the website. Now, we had just finished discussing the total absorption and scattering portion of the graph, and then we had dropped down to water vapor. But before we go into carbon dioxide and ozone, oxygen, and methane, we're going to bounce back up to the top graph because there's a couple of points I need to make about that. First of all, you notice that the vertical axis, which says spectrum intensity, does not have any gradations on it. It shows two graphs, one an orange graph, which is the incoming total solar insolation, and then it shows a roughly same height purple graph. Well, it lists the temperature as, on the incoming as 5,525 degrees Kelvin, and it lists the temperature on the purple section, which is the outgoing long-wave radiation called OLR, as 210 to 310 degrees Kelvin. This is the energy coming off of the surface of the Earth, and just by looking at their two temperature factors, it's obvious they've increased the size of the graph for the outgoing radiation by 20 times to make it apparent on the chart. The next thing, if you look at the horizontal axis, this is a logarithmic axis. It goes from 0.2, and then it has 1, and then it has 10, and then on the far margin, it has 70, which means that they took a log scale in order to bring the Earth's temperature back closer for visual presentations to the sun's presentation. But if you had this thing actually plotted as a linear graph, you would have this giant bulge of energy coming in from the sun. And way off on the right-hand side of the graph, you'd have a little bitty bump for the outgoing radiation that comes off of the Earth because of the sun. Now, first of all, the misnomer on absorption. Absorption lasts a billionth of a second in gas molecules. Everything with a temperature emits electromagnetic radiation. You, at 98.6, radiate in the 10 micron range. But mm-hmm. you cannot take a mirror or a series of mirrors and surround yourself with mirrors and take your own reflected 10 micron radiation and reflect it back and raise your body temperature. Because right. temperature transfer is a vector, which only goes from a higher to a lower. So that's item number one. next item is we're going to get back into the individual components. For that, we have the carbon dioxide, which is what they claim is the warming gas. And carbon dioxide, by Wien's law, absorbs in three spectral lines. That's the 2.7 micron, which is 800 degrees centigrade, which is 1,472 degrees Fahrenheit. It absorbs in the 4.3 micron, which is 400 degrees centigrade and 752 degrees Fahrenheit, and in the 14.7 micron range, which is minus 80 degrees centigrade and minus 112 degrees Fahrenheit. So what that means is that carbon dioxide can absorb high temperature energy coming from the sun, but it cannot absorb any of that high temperature coming off the Earth because the Earth doesn't get 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit or 752 degrees Fahrenheit. And if you're looking at the graph, you can draw the line straight down and you can go, well, obviously these capture zones are outside of the outgoing long wave radiation from the Earth. Now, the next thing is oxygen and ozone. Oxygen absorbs in several bands, and you can see those bands on the graph as individual spectrum lengths. But ozone absorbs almost all of the incoming UV radiation, which makes life on this planet possible. Ozone is created by the ionization of oxygen molecules, where it breaks the O2, which is a diatomic molecule in the atmosphere, the same as N2 is a diatomic. It breaks the oxygen apart. Then you have a free oxygen floating around that wants to hook to something, so it hooks to another pair of O2s, and that forms ozone. But the ozone has a half-life of about 30 minutes in the atmosphere. It's created by 256 micron UV, and it's also created by lightning strikes, and there's over 100 lightning strikes per second worldwide. So ozone is constantly being generated and constantly being consumed. The thing about Freon is another, the Montreal Protocol is another giant scam put off by the patent owners of Freon when their patents were running out. Dow and DuPont forced the government to create new markets for new hydrofluorocarbons so that they could have another monopoly to continue doing their ripoffs.
So yeah, and I guess they could find that at the patent office.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now the next thing is we're going to talk about methane. Methane is claimed to be 17 times more powerful than carbon dioxide by the climate clownologists. Methane absorbs in the 3.3 micron range, which is 600 degrees centigrade or 1,112 degrees Fahrenheit, and it also absorbs in the 7.7 micron range, which is 104 degrees centigrade, which is 219 degrees Fahrenheit. Obviously, the two absorption bands for methane are outside of the emission spectrum for the Earth. So methane cannot absorb any heat coming off of the Earth and do anything to warm the atmosphere. Methane can
Joe, only hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Joe. When we come back, I want you to hit that one more time because that's a really important point. Lauren D and I'll be right
now
back
you
with
can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com. A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Energy Source Windows and Doors brings your home clarity with comfort like you've never known and quietness you've never had at a price you can't afford. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com. Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems, up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
I love the East. I love the West. North and South, they're both the best. But I only love to go there as a guest, because I love being here with you. I love the sea. I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bore, cause I love you to be with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name, I love good wine and fine.
Welcome back, all across America, wherever you're listening, coast to coast, border to border. This is Drop Your Energy Bill around the world on the World Wide Web. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman, with Lauren D. and our great guest, Joe Olson, today. Joe and I are kicking it around, and we're going to repeat a bit about the last segment there on methane, and then we're going to jump over into another topic.
Okay, yeah, we were discussing the graph, which is radiation transmitted by the atmosphere. And this has three different components. One of them is the spectral intensity. One of them is the percent absorption. And the third thing is the major components, where it splits down the various components in the atmosphere and where their absorption lines are. And for that, we had, we'd already discussed carbon dioxide in the 2.7, 4.3, and 14.7 micron ranges and their related Wien's law temperatures. And we were discussing methane when I ended up being stepped on by a commercial. No problem. I love capitalism. So anyhow, let's get into methane. We have the 3.3 micron range absorption, which is 600 degrees centigrade or 1,112 degrees Fahrenheit. And then methane has the 7.7 micron range, which is 104 degrees centigrade or 219 degrees Fahrenheit. Obviously, the temperature for the absorption by methane is not capable from Earth-based energy sources. It's not reflected from the Earth in those temperature ranges, so it can only absorb incoming solar radiation. Now, the next thing is the misnomer of absorption. For that, you need to go to wiki/water absorption spectrum. And that's water underline absorption underline spectrum. There they present some GIFs of how water molecules actually absorb energy. And the absorption, by their own admission, lasts a billionth of a second. So if you go back to our chart with the radiation transmitted by atmosphere, you've got enormous number of absorption bands, 37,000 by the Wiki article, absorption bands for water vapor. And that doesn't even include the water vapor absorption, which are separate in liquid form and in ice. So we can get to that possibly in this broadcast, but possibly in a future one, about sublimation of ice and snow directly from a solid into a gas without ever going through a liquid phase. And that's because it's absorbing in different spectral lines other than the water vapor line. So you've got the four different vibrational modes for a water molecule. This is a 110-degree bond angle molecule that has more vibration modes available than carbon dioxide. But the vibration modes last for a billionth of a second. So you've got high energy coming in from the sun and being absorbed by water molecules. The molecule absorbs a little bit of incoming energy, but by the laws of conservation, the kinetic energy that's absorbed by any gas molecule in air has to remove energy from the incoming solar, and that's what you're seeing in the graph on the surface of the Earth. So you have this vibration, and the absorption causes an emission of a longer wavelength, lower energy photon. So basically what the atmosphere is doing is it's filtering out incoming energy, and the energy that is picked up by that molecule is then immediately shared with the adjoining molecules that are non-absorbing, which would be 79% nitrogen, which is pretty much inert to electromagnetic radiation, has a few absorption bands, and then the 20% that's oxygen. So you have
now you bring up a very good point here, Joe, where we're talking about the atmosphere of the Earth absorbing energy, and this goes back through the ages where we talk about the planet having its energy above and below. We'll get into that in some future discussions and podcasts too. Lauren, you were going to mention the fact that you do mushrooms in your greenhouse for a specific reason.
You know, it's interesting because you just said, I was thinking about the planet before the veil was rent. We had water above us. And once the veil was rent, down came 40 days of rain, and now you've got a different set of conditions on the Earth. But it used to be, you know, men didn't have to work to water the plants. That the mist came up from the earth and watered them. So we have the flood. Now we have different conditions. The man's going to toil. He's going to have to work. But anyway, with regard to the greenhouse, we're growing mushrooms in there to increase the carbon because the CO2 increases the speed of the plant growth and health. And so when they tell us, oh, we need to get rid of carbon. You see a lot of it with Bill Gates and this whole situation. They want to reduce carbon. We're carbon. They want to reduce what? We're carbon. The extra carbon. So now we don't need to reduce things that God put here for our benefit. But the other thing I was going to ask, Joel, have you seen the did you notice where the British government removed an inconvenient truth from the curriculum in the British schools because it's not true?
Yeah, I noticed that. And another amazing thing is that Michael Mann did a program called a documentary, a 90-minute long documentary called Planet of the Humans, where he actually exposes the fraud of the green energy thing. But that's a subject for another day. Let's get back to the increase in photosynthesis based on increasing carbon dioxide. I sent you
now, Joe. Before we get to that, I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to cover the climate change slash used to be global warming thing, because I want to spend some time on the ocean levels, because most of the mainstream media has talked about ocean levels rising. Back in the 1930s, we have a New York Times article at the website, Drop Your Energy Bill, where it talked about the ocean levels were rising. And I want you to spend some time. We've got a website posting over there about this incredible energy technology that the Romans incorporated for grinding grain.
So okay, wrap up. And we're also going to cover the ocean acidification hoax too.
Yep. We'll move quickly.
Okay, so are we back? We back to photosynthesis?
Yep. Let's spend a minute on that, and then jump over to ocean.
Levels. Okay. Yeah. I sent you the chemical formula for photosynthesis this morning. We can post that on the website so people can actually listen to this podcast over and review this. Okay. Uh-huh. The chemical formula is X, which is the variable X, CO2 plus 0.5 Y, which is the variable Y, H2O, which is water, plus sun equals C, which is carbon, X, which is the variable, H, which is hydrogen, Y, which is the variable, plus the sum of X minus 0.25Y, oxygen. What that formula says is that there's a direct linear relationship in the amount of CO2 and the amount of CXH, which are hydrocarbons, and that includes the sugars, starches, and cellulose that it takes to make a plant grow, and those mm-hmm. are also the things that we harvest and support all life on Earth with. And
correct.
That is a linear relationship from the current about 390 parts per million in the atmosphere up to 1,600 parts per million. So, yes, you want to put a fourfold increase in the growth of your greenhouse-grown vegetables, put in 1,600 parts per million carbon dioxide. Now, carbon dioxide is difficult to remove in a closed environment. So U.S. submarines operate at 8,000 parts per million for six-month tours undersea, and there is no measurable side effect. When NASA was trying to come up with a fire suppression system for the shuttle mm-hmm. and the space station, mm-hmm. they used carbon dioxide because in concentrations of 50,000 parts per million, there was no measurable side effect.
So imagine that.
To demonize carbon dioxide is absolutely criminal on the part of these fake scientists.
Well, it's amazing people need to research. People need to use common sense. Yep.
Okay. Now, the atmosphere weighs 5.3 times 10 to the 18 kilograms, which is one millionth of the total of the 259 billion cubic miles of Earth and 310 million cubic miles of ocean, which has a mass of 5.97 times 10 to the 24 kilograms. So you're telling me a human change in parts per million of something that is one millionth of the mass of our whole entire planet system is causing the change in the climate? What kind of idiot do you think you are talking to? This is absolutely absurd.
Well, now let's use the common sense thing about ocean levels now to talk about that.
Yes. Okay. I was working
in this meal.
I was working with surveyors back in the 80s that were doing the state plane coordinate system for Texas, and they were using the traditional methods of the USGS of triangulation. And they were real excited when the GPS system started going up, because you could triangulate from several different satellites and you could get within 3 or 4 feet of the horizontal control point that they were setting. And they said, man, will we get enough GPS satellites up there to triangulate from a dozen different satellites? We'll get this down to the point where we have just a couple of inches of variation, and that's as good as we can do with triangulation, and we can convert the whole state grid system to a GPS system, which is what we've done because we put up enough satellites to do that. But they had a problem that even though they had horizontal control of just inches, they had a vertical anomaly every day of 18 inches, and they couldn't figure it out. And then finally somebody went, well, guess what? The variation in elevation on the surface of the Earth exactly matches the tides in the ocean, where the moon pulls the ocean an average of 3 feet every day and drops it 3 feet. It also lifts the very thin 40-mile maximum crust sitting on a molten planet up and down 18 inches.
Think of the onion skin.
Yeah, the skin of an onion. That's how much we're talking about, the 40 miles of atmosphere that's above our planet, and we're talking about the 40 miles of thin crust that's sitting on 2,500-degree surface interface molten rock, and it just gets hotter from there down to the center of the Earth. And that radiation is coming through the Earth, and that's what sets the baseline temperature for the Earth, and as that freezes, you have a variation in the Earth's climate temperature on the surface because that is one of the driving factors.
Let's talk about this tide mill and the energy that they used. The Romans did this. Obviously, this technology existed before the Romans, but we're talking 2,000-year-old technology and how they used tide mills to grind grain. And how there's one in England that you visited that's 1,000 years old and the ocean level has not changed.
Yeah, that was really interesting. I was traveling from Arundel Castle back to London with the love of my life, Lady Goodbaby. And we passed a sign that said Fishbourne Governor's Palace. And I went, oh, my God, there's a Roman governor's palace here in England. Let's go look at it. And so we went to the museum, and all that was left was about 3-foot-high walls where the rooms used to be. But as they were excavating down to these rooms, they were finding these incredible tile mosaics all across the floors. And they went, oh, my God, this must be someplace really important. They started excavating, and they ended up with 50 different rooms. So it was obvious this was the governor's palace for all of London after the Romans invaded in 49 A.D. And we don't know the dates. This was probably built in the early 100s because Roman occupation started falling off after then. The interesting thing was that as they excavated one of the rooms, they came back the next morning and the room had filled up with water. And so they pumped the water out and continued doing their excavation. And the next day they came back, it was filled up with water again. And so they started digging around, and what they found was wooden pipes that were put on a 10-foot lathe and lathed as an outside constant diameter with an inside bore. And then they used cast iron couplings with oakum, and they had 2,000 feet of this wooden water line going back to a spring that had been plugged up and was actually providing running water to the governor's palace when it was built probably around 100 A.D. So that was pretty remarkable. And elder is one of the woods, along with cypress, that if you keep it in a constant moisture, it will retain its cellulose structure. And that's what they used for underpinning the Winchester Cathedral, which would be another interesting bit of archaeology we can get into at a future date. But bottom line is, after we left there, we were heading back towards London, and we saw a sign that said Roman grist mill, tidal grist mill. And I went, oh, my God, there's a Roman tidal grist mill right here in the governor's palace? Yeah. So we pulled in, and sure enough, here's a 2,000-year-old grist mill that's on an inlet bay, and then it's on a little tributary. So they built a dam across the tributary. As the water comes up in the bay, for the 3 foot tide, goes through a turbine underneath this grist mill into the estuary that's behind it. And mm-hmm. And once the tide hits its peak, then it flows in the opposite direction mm-hmm. back through mm-hmm. the penstock and out through that grist mill. So basically, you had a 24-hour-a-day operation taking the incoming tide to drive the grist mill one way and then the mm-hmm. outgoing tide to drive the grist mill the other way. And this was in production constantly from the time the Romans built it until about 1000 A.D., and then the British started building their own tidal grist mills, and there's a dozen sites in England right now, some of them are operational, where they have tidal grist mills, several of which were listed in the Domesday Book, which is published in 1063 A.D.
A good place to stop right there. We'll be right back after these important words with Joe Olson and my guest host, Lauren D. I am Rodney Levin.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortslecompte.com. Resortslecompte.com. That's resortslecompte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortslecompte.com. Resortslecompte.com. That's resortslecompte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com. Or 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortslecompte.com. Resortslecompte.com. That's resortslecompte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
And south, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as it gets, cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bug.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Wherever you're listening to us all across America, I'm your host, Rodney Leatherman, with Lauren D and our great guest, Joe Olson. We're talking about Woodbridge Tide Mill. Now, these mills were built, the Romans built them 2,000 years ago to utilize the ocean's energy, the tidal energy. And we've talked about a lot of things. I want you to go over to the website, listen to the show again. It's going to be archived and posted there so you can listen over and over. Joe has covered a tremendous amount of information, very technical stuff. But we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you think. So email us, info at dropyourenergybill. Info at dropyourenergybill. Joe, let's wrap it up with the tide mill technology and the energy that's generated from that.
Well, we're going to end up having to cover that on a future subject because there's two things that I really want to swat out of the park at this point right now. One of that is the myth of ocean acidification.
Uh-huh.
And this is that human carbon dioxide is being absorbed by the ocean, and it's turning the ocean into acid, and it's eating up all the coral reefs. Well, that's a big joke. The pH of the ocean varies from 7.8 to 8.4 based on the rainfall, inflows, temperature, blah, blah, blah. But that's highly alkaline. The entire ocean basin is a basaltic rock, which is alkaline. There was a study done called Unraveling the Mysteries of Carbonic Acid, published in Science Daily back in July 23rd of 2015. It states that carbonic acid, which is H2CO3, has a half-life of 26 milliseconds outside of a laboratory beaker. So in a natural environment, you have a very weak acid that wants to form other compounds and easily breaks up with almost anything it bumps into. So the myth of ocean acidification is a complete joke. Now, the other graph that we have posted for today's program is global energy flows. This is the Kiehl Trenberth, K-I-E-H-L, Trenberth, T-R-E-N-B-E-R-T-H, claimed balance of the energy. They're showing 340 watts of incoming solaration at the top of the atmosphere, of which 161 watts per square meter hits the surface of the Earth. Then they're showing 396 watts per meter leaving the Earth, being trapped by the atmosphere and being forced back at 333 watts per square foot. So basically what these clouds are trying to tell you is that we get twice as much energy from magic gas as we do from the sun.
That's amazing.
This is a lie that is so preposterous. It's unbelievable that they have complete PhD programs in this stupidity.
Joe Olson, thank you for being with us today at Drop Your Energyville. Lauren D., as always, thank you so much. I look forward to talking with both of you during the week and talking to you. Info at dropyourenergybill, 844-411-DROP. That's how you get through to us. 24/7, we're here for you to help you with your energy questions. Have a great week and a Merry Christmas.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today. Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you?
visit resortslecompte.com. Resortslecompte.com, that's resortslecompte.com.